إن الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح كتاب الصلاة كتاب الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفينا وحبيبنا ونحن بعد بسلم اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك الله ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم حبب لنا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم رب ارحمنا كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم ربنا حبلنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين وجعلنا للمتقين اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا مستقيما وفضلا دائما ونزلا رحمة وعلما نافعا وعقلا كاملا وقلبا منورا وتوفيقا إحسانا وتوبة نصوحا وصبرا جميلا وأجرا عظيما ولسانا ذاكرا وبدنا صابرا ورزقا واسعا وسعيا مشكورا وذنبا مغفورا وعملا مقبولا ودعاء مستجابا وجنة الفردوس نعيما برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا Thank you.
بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا ربكم أعلم بما في نفوسكم إن تكونوا صالحين فإنه كان الأوابين غفورا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
Verse 23 of Surah Al-Isra talks about the rights of parents. And inshallah, I'm going to dedicate this whole lesson to the huquq of walidain. Allah makes a mention, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ. Your Lord has commanded you, ordained you, that you worship only Him, and you only worship Allah and no one else. وَبِنُوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَا, and that you treat your parents kindly. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If any one of the two or both of them reaches old age by you, meaning you are there present and you can see them reaching the old age in front of you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ, and do not even tell them أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا, and do not rebuke them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا, and speak to them gently. وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ, lower for them the wings of humility out of compassion, and say, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. O my Lord, show mercy to them as they have raised me mercifully when I was young. رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Your Lord knows best what is in your hearts. إِن تَكُونُوا صَالِحِينَ, if you are righteous, فَإِنَّهُ كَانَ لِلْأَوَّابِينَ غَفُورًا. Then surely He is most forgiving unto those who turn to Him. First of all, in this verse, Allah mentions very clearly, your Lord has ordained you that you worship no one but Allah. This message of Tawheed is the hallmark of all the divine scriptures. It's a universal message by all the Anbiya, all the prophets, that you worship no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to the final prophet Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one unified message, لا تعبدوا إلا إياه, you worship no one but Allah. The second command in this verse is that treat parents kindly, because He has made them the means whereby man has been blessed with the bounty of life. If it wasn't because of our parents, we would not be in this world. Anybody? Simple. Because the parents also have gone through great difficulties and hardship when raising their children. Many places in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala talks about the rights of Allah, then immediately talks about the rights of parents. In this verse, لَا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. In another verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah mentions, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Don't worship anyone but Allah and be good to your parents. In another verse of the Quran, Allah mentions, "Anishkur li wa liwalidayk," be grateful to me and be grateful to your parents. So Allah's rights come first, then the rights of the parents. Huh? If the parents were to order you to do something which goes against the command of Allah and the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, mainly they're ordering you to do something against the Sharia, then فَلَا تَقُلُّهُ فَلَا تُطِعُهُمَا, basically. Then you are not going to be obedient to them. Then you say with respect, وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. My parents, you are so beloved to me. Anybody, I have so much respect for you. But because this command and order that you are giving me, it goes against the command of Allah and Rasul, goes against the Sharia, I will not be able to carry this out. Very respectfully. Don't say, oh, this, that, whatever. No, you don't say that. Anybody? With utmost respect. Utmost respect. If they listen, alhamdulillah. If they shout at you back and they swear at you, this, that, whatever, just remain silent. Don't need to say anything, don't need to talk back. Just remain silent. But you don't carry that amal out because that goes against the commands of Allah. لا طاعة لمخلوق لمعصية خالق. لا طاعة لمخلوق. You're not going to be obedient to the makhluq of Allah when it involves what? The disobedience to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody? Anyone? Allah Ta'ala makes a mention here. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If any one of them or both of them reaches old age, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Do not even say أُفْ to them. Meaning, any even word that shows disrespect or frustration or resentment towards parents is not allowed in Islam. Even like this, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. You have to be patient and make dua for the hidayah and guidance. Best to just be quiet and then lower your gazes and then carry on. But that doesn't mean to say that parents also, you know what I mean, put the children to test all the time and always telling them off for no reason whatsoever, like shouting at them all the time, telling them off for no reason, accusing them all the time, bullying them all the time, emotional blackmail all the time, and then that is wrong as well. And then we say, you have to listen to me because I'm your father. It doesn't work that way. Anybody? It works both ways. Anybody? This is very important as well. Sometimes we only look at one part. Oh, mashallah, good. Maulana Sahib talked about parents. But the others, it is our responsibility as well to give them the right upbringing, the right ta'aleem. Very, very important to be polite. If we ourselves are always going to moan at them and shout at them and scream at them, be rude to them, abuse them in many ways, then we are also to be fought. Yes, they have to be respectful, they remain silent. But we will be responsible in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very, very important. Imam Hassan Basri rahimahullah mentions here that if there was any word inferior than the word uff, Allah would have used it. Okay? Meaning the parents have to be treated well at all times. And the word mentioned here, mentions here, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا. When they reach old age, special mention of this has been mentioned here. Okay? Because as a person gets older, slowly they become ill-tempered. The level of sabr gets very less. Anybody? The level of sabr is less. Control over emotions get less. So as we get older, these things will happen. It happened to me and you as well. Okay, we're all going to get old one day. Inshallah, it doesn't go to that level. Best thing is, if you don't want to be ill-tempered all the time, don't want to shout and abuse as you get older, I'll tell you what, one important ilaj and treatment for this. Be in the company of Allah wale. Be in the company of pious people, righteous people, shuyukh. I've noticed those people who constantly in the company of shuyukh and mashayikh and ulama and Allah's wali and buzruks, I've noticed, mashallah, even as just like these buzruks are very calm at the age of 70, 80, very calm, composed. They got Allah, because they understand every step they do, they know Allah is watching. By sitting in such gatherings, I've noticed such people, they're not abusive. They have good control over their anger. They have good control over their emotions. They're very calm because your whole life is sitting with people who are like that as well. Biggest problem is we don't sit in company and majalis of ulama and mashayikh and buzrugs. And that's why we get, unfortunately, out of balance. To sit with ulama and mashayikh, there because their whole life is based on deen, and deen is balanced, we will have a balanced approach in life as well. Not at all. But because we deprive ourselves, this is what happened. We have majlis here of Darsa Quran, Darsa Hadith. What is this? Company of mashayikh, learning the Quran. How many out of 500 musallis, 200 musallis, 300 musallis, 1,000 people, how many sit? 20. And our whole life has been like this. I've been here doing this for now 25 years. All I've seen is this much, not more than that. And then we complain that, oh, this happened and that happened. It's going to happen. Because we deprive ourselves of the company of ulama and company of the Ahlul Quran and the Ahlul Hadith. And then as we get older, we get grumpy. If we ask that same person, how many times did you sit in a group of mashayikh, sit in the company, in the majlis, learn from them, implement them? Very, very few. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ Very few. So may Allah give us a tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala also makes a mention here, speak to them gently. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا Meaning the parents should be addressed with utmost respect and adab. A great tabi'i, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahimahullah, has mentioned that the parents should be addressed just as a slave addresses an extremely harsh and uncompromising master. That's how you should address them. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Ta'ala makes a mention here, وَخْفِذْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ Lower for them the wings of humility out of compassion. Explaining this verse, Hazrat Urwa radiallahu anhu says that the child should behave in such a manner towards the parents that they are able to do so as they please. One's presence should not present a hindrance to one's parents. Then Allah Ta'ala makes mention as well the dua that you should make for our parents as well. قُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا Anybody? Oh our Lord, show mercy to them as they have raised me when I was young. Once the parents cared for their children who were helpless and ignorant at a very tender age, after 50 or 60 years the tables turn. And now the parents require their care and attention. Anybody? The children should now recall the past and spend wholeheartedly on their parents. Anybody? And some, mashallah, when they see the parents old age, I've noticed some of them dedicate their whole life to their parents. Alhamdulillah. You know, whole life to the khidmat. They don't need no carers. They just be their carers themselves. And they regard it as an honor. Don't regard it as a burden. Regard it as an honor. Mere liye sharaf hai ki mujhe jo hai, Allah ne mere walidain ki khidmat ke liye mauka diya. Regard it as an honor. Because they are your Jannah, they are my Jannah. Very, very important. And if our parents have passed away and we don't have that opportunity anymore, then do isal sawab. Convey the sawab to them. And also keep good relations with their friends. It's mentioned in the hadith that if your parents have passed away, then keep good relations with their friends. You get the sawab. It is as though you are doing their khidmat. And do a lot of khidmat of deen. Because the more khidmat of deen that we do, that is sadqai jariya. That is inshallah, automatically inshallah go to our parents. So do a lot of khidmat of deen as well. Recite the Quran and a lot of ibadat. Do a lot of khidmat of deen. Do khidmat makhluk ki khidmat. That will inshallah benefit them as well in their grave if they passed away. Very, very important factor. Because the sawab continues. Continuous charity, sawab continues. And also make dua for them. Make dua for everyone. Especially for your family members, for our children, for our parents. Every day make dua for them. Dua is very important. Anybody? Allah has already showed us how to make dua for our parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا How they looked after us, how they nurtured us. How they gave us ta'aleem. We were nothing and they gave us good education. If you're a hafiz and an alim, then how they, mashallah, in the days of the 70s and 80s, when finance was not very good, yet they did a lot of qurbani and sacrifice, and then they sent their children to madrasa and darulooms. It's a big sacrifice. Why? For the akhirat, the concern of the akhirat and the iman and the Islam. You know, sacrifices were given by those parents at that time. Allahu Akbar, that great sacrifice. So may Allah accept them. So we don't be very, very important. We don't forget the sacrifices. Tried hard to give us a good education. Allama Ibn Kathir rahimullah reports that a person once carried his mother on his back and performed the Hajj. He took her on the back and did the Hajj for her. The Tawaf, the Sa'i, the Rami, the Arafah, the Muzdalifah, all that with the mother on his back. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. He came back and said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I took my mother for Hajj, she was on my back, and all the way tawaf, and have I fulfilled the right of my mother? Have I fulfilled the rights of my mother now? Was replied by saying, when your mother gave birth to you, and that first sound that came from her, that shout, that scream, you have not even repaid that yet. You have not even repaid that yet. Such is the haqq of the mother. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is what Islam teaches, Muslim teaching. Respect of mother. Like I mentioned last week, whether your parents are Muslims or non-Muslims, still, even if they're non-Muslims, if they're disbelievers, it doesn't really matter. They deserve the respect, their khidmat, very, very important. The further Allah Ta'ala makes a mention, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا فِي نُفُوسِكُمْ. Your Lord knows best what is in your hearts. He is most forgiving. Allahu Akbar. If you turn to Him. Explaining this verse, Hazrat Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu anhu says that Rahimullah says, if any child feels that he has not fulfilled the rights of their parents, he should sincerely do tawbah and repent. And inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will forgive. That's why Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ilallah. What deed is most beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What deed is most beloved to Almighty Allah? Prophet replied by saying, As-salatu ala waqtiha. Performing salah at its appointed time, that amal is the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the sahabi, eager for more good deeds, eager to become more closer to Allah. So he asked again Abdul Mas'ud, Summa ayyu, what is the next best deed most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Prophet replied by saying, Birrul walidain, keeping good relations with your parents. Treating them well, that is beloved to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he asked again, Summa ayyu, what is the next best deed most beloved to Allah? The person replied by saying, Al jihadu fi sabilillah. Jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. That's why in the hadith, someone asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what rights of the parents are due from them, from their children? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they are both your Jannah or your Jahannam. They are both your Jannah. If you please with them, they are pleased with you, you've been obedient to them, then there will be your Jannah for you. But if you're disobedient and rude and disrespectful, then that will be means for you going entering into Jahannam. Allah. That's why Prophet mentions Allah's pleasure lies in the pleasure of the parents. And the father is the best door to Jannah. Prophet mentions the hadith as well. Allah Akbar. That's why in one hadith, Prophet says, there's no doubt about the fact that the du'as of three people are always accepted. The du'as of three people are always accepted. Number one, the father's du'a for his children. So always make du'a for our children. Even though they may be disobedient, out of line, still make du'a for them. Even though you don't get on well with them, who knows? Everyone's circumstances are different. They're not on talking terms. Still our children, make dua for them, make dua for the hidayah, make dua for the guidance. Wake up in tahajjud and make dua for them. Because the parents' dua, the father's duas are always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll always make this dua for them, oh Allah, grant them piety and deendari. Because the greatest ni'mah for any parent is pious children. You can have all your wealth, all the mal, you can be rich, everything, good business. But if you don't have nek olad, you don't have pious children, then unfortunately for those parents, the dunya becomes Jahannam. The dunya becomes Jahannam. Let alone what's going to happen in the hereafter. That's why it's also very important as parents that ta'aleem and tarbiyah of our children is essential. Sometimes we're too engrossed in our work, in our worldly issues, and we completely ignore our children. Then as they grow older, they become disrespectful, rude, out of line. They don't have a good education, good job, good ta'aleem. And they will blame the whole world. No point blaming the whole world. No point blaming the madrasa. No point blaming the masjid. We have to blame ourselves. Because it's important, that is the time the children are also amana and trust given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First thing is given the good name. Given good ta'aleem. Given good tarbiyah. Spend time with them. That's the most important thing. So there's no doubt about the fact that the du'as of three people are always accepted. Number one, the father's du'a for the children. Number two, the du'a of a traveler. Musafir, his du'a is also accepted. Someone traveling, make du'a for me. And the third person, the du'a of an oppressed person. Mazloom, his du'a is always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So make sure that we don't become the zalim. Anybody? Thus may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Fulfill the teachings of the Quran and the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give us the tawfiq to adab and respect for our parents, and as parents as well, it's important to fulfill our duties which Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka rabbi.
Even like, for example, if you're a minute, all right, because we're closing now for our...